Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Andrew Gettert. I've been practicing herbal medicine for almost 30 years, specializing in results. And today we're going to be talking about Leantane, which is a product I formulated, which is specific for weight loss, but it has additional benefits as well in terms of helping cardiovascular markers and increasing and improving metabolic health. And so as a quick review, I'd like to talk about what makes health concerns different from other companies, and I'll also be reviewing what we talked about in last week's webinar. So last week we did a webinar which is posted to our website, healthconcerns.com/pro, and that was about Chinese herbs and nutritional strategies for weight loss. So I would suggest also listening to the other webinar, last week's webinar, as a companion to this webinar if you haven't done so already. A few other things, if you do have a one or two sentence question, feel free to put it in the box on the right of your screen. I will give priority to people that have posed their questions in advance. For those of you who did pose your questions in advance, right on, thanks very much. It helps me formulate the workshop so it can be as useful as possible to you. So really what's unique about Health Concerns is we were really the first company to produce the Chinese herbs in the United States, and we did that for quality control reasons, and we've established an expertise in terms of East-West integration and also combining modern research and ancient wisdom. So what you'll find by using the Health Concerns line is improve patient results, and that's because of the potency in the formula, the attention to detail, and also the supportive materials. We do have offer a satisfaction guarantee, so you can feel free recommending our herbal formulas to your clients on a risk-free basis. Again, our testing and quality controls are unmatched. All our products are tested for bacteria, fungus, plate count, which is the total bacterial count, heavy metals, as well as pesticides. And then all of our formulas and all of our individual ingredients are also identified using the latest techniques, which not only include the senses, but also include the latest analytical technology. And then there's a wealth of resources that we offer, such as our herbal helpline, our website, healthconcerns.com/pro, which contains webinars such as the one that you're listening to. I rarely am able to go back to slides, so if you do miss something that I was able to mention on a slide and you want to review it again, I would suggest just reviewing the webinar. And again, it will be posted on our website typically within 24 hours at the very latest in a couple of days. So let's go over what we covered in last week's webinar. In last week's webinar, we talked about the importances of treating constitution, in other words, using Chinese medicine to come up with a constitutional diagnosis and treatment, using Leantane GT in conjunction to a program, which is very, very important. One of the cases I mentioned is one of the people called us up, says, you know, my patient only lost 10 pounds in a month. And I'm like, 10 pounds in a month, that's fantastic. Well, it turns out the patient lost eight pounds the first 2 weeks and then got discouraged because they only lost 1 pound a week for the next 2 weeks. So they were discouraged. Well, this is very, very normal. Part of what you're discussing in your program is the first weight typically to go is the water weight, and that's easy to shed. After that, you know, 1 or 2 pounds a week weight loss is achievable, realistic. More may not be realistic for most of your clients. So we talked about using Leantane GT in conjunction with a program that you either administer the program, or it's somebody else's weight loss program. Maybe a commercial weight loss program like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig, or maybe a vegetarian weight loss program, and you're administering herbs and acupuncture as an adjunct to that program. And then the third major point of last week's webinar was treating cravings with the Kyrowin. Kyrowin used to be called Kyrobalance, and this is a very specialized form of inositol. It's not the same as the inositol that you get in the health food stores. And anyway, Kyrowin is very profound in terms of it helping to improve insulin sensitivity. It's one of the few things that I know of that improves insulin sensitivity other than exercise. So it improves insulin sensitivity, it helps regulate blood sugar, and it also helps to modulate serotonin. And so this helps counter cravings. So again, one of the person asked, what do you recommend, Andrew, for lasting weight loss? Well, I recommend a program with Leantain or one of our other weight control products at first. Then in the immediate to long range approach, I would consider the constitutional therapy that's contributing to the imbalance. And then finally, I would consider treating any kind of cravings with the Kyrowin formula, which is spelled C-H-I-R-O-I-N. Okay, definitions. Visceral fat is also known as abdominal fat. And one of the exciting things about the Leantain GT is that they've actually determined that it can reduce abdominal fat on the basis of CT scans. So that's one of the unique researched aspects of the Leantain GT. BMI is body mass index. Again, in addition to lowering abdominal fat, the Leantain GT also lowers body mass index. It also will tend to help promote metabolic syndrome, which is also known as syndrome X or prediabetes. CG is chitoglucan, which is the type of enoki extract used in Leantain GT, and RCT stands for randomized controlled trial. So what's really amazing about Leantain GT is there's over 10 studies demonstrating its effect, and about half of those studies, four or five of those studies, are the highest standard of scientific scrutiny, which is RCT, randomized controlled trial. Now, what's unique about Leantain GT is it contains the chitoglucan in the form of enoki mushroom extract. It has a potent constituent of green tea extract, and this is a catechin-rich extract. And so most of the clinical studies where they show that green tea actually helps, people are taking in the range of 600 to 700 milligrams of catechins a day, green tea catechins. And this corresponds to a dosage of 4 tablets a day of Leantain GT. Acacia gum is used in the formula to help promote fiber. It increases fiber, and then it also helps promote satiety or feeling full. One of the questions that was asked to me, what makes Leantain GT a better product for weight loss? So number one, it's clinically researched with over 10 studies. It's traditional ingredients. All these are traditional ingredients. There's no addicting, stimulating chemicals whatsoever in this formula. Then it's state-of-the-art processing, which determines this is not just enoki mushroom extract. This is a specific form of enoki mushroom extract that's been specially processed. So you could not get the same effect by taking, eating or drinking a couple pounds of enoki mushroom extract a day. Similarly, the green tea extract is highlighting catechins, and you actually need a specific level of catechins to show an effect in terms of in actual clinical studies showing where green tea reduces weight. There are studies where green tea promotes fat burning, that kind of thing, but actually showing weight loss, you need to take about 600 to 700 milligrams of green tea catechins per day. So the main benefits of Leantain GT is that it's clinically researched, traditional ingredients, state-of-the-art processing, and then health concerns, quality assurance. And this is important in terms of having a safe, pure, effective formula, particularly in weight loss aids. And then the ingredients are all validated, and then we have our helpline and other resources to support you in helping your clients lose weight with Leantain GT. So as I mentioned, the constituents include an enoki mushroom extract. Enoki mushroom extract has been shown to help reduce blood pressure and cholesterol, but it's a specific extract that shows effects on weight loss. The specific enoki extract found in GT is known as chitoglucan. Chitoglucan is extracted from the fruiting mushroom body. The chitoglucan contains beta-glucans. Beta-glucans are known to help augment the immune system. It also has chitosan. It looks like it would be spelled chitosan, but it's actually pronounced chitosan. And chitosan has the reputation of a fat burner. And the take-home message is that chitosan has to be taken in pretty large dosages to have an effect on operating as a fat burner. And so we like the chitosan that's found in the Lean-Tain GT because that's what's been shown to have clinical effects. There's a lot of the research on chitosan and weight loss are very mixed or actually disappointing. And then there's conjugated polysaccharides, and this also gives an immune component to the Lean-Tain GT. Does chitoglucan have an effect on lowering body fat and weight? One of the random mice control trials was done with 45 healthy adults. Chitoglucan group was administered 150 milligrams 20 minutes before lunch and dinner. So this is the a clinical effective dosage, which is found in our Lean-Tain GT. So for the chitoglucan, you just need one tablet before meals. But if you want to get, you find that doesn't work, we always recommend starting with one tablet twice a day before meals. If that doesn't work for your clients, then boost it up to two tablets twice a day with meals. So this was a randomized control trial with 45 healthy adults administered chitoglucan, the same amount found in Lean-Tain GT, 20 minutes before lunch and dinner. After 8 weeks, there was a significant decrease in body fat, significant decrease in body mass index at 4 and 8 weeks. So one of the important take-home messages is that it really does kick in after 8 to 12 weeks. Almost all the weight control studies, whether it's green tea extract, green coffee extract, and our product is known as Green Excellent, or other weight loss aids, usually the clinical trials are 8 to 12 weeks. So again, when the person says, you know, my patient only lost 10 pounds in 1 month, again, first of all, that's a miracle. Second of all, you know, that's a not only a miracle in and of itself, but it's also a miracle because it typically takes 8 to 12 weeks to get the full effect of the green tea and the enoki mushroom extract. So after 8 weeks, there was seen a significant decrease in body fat and body mass index at 4 and 8 weeks. There was also seen after 8 weeks a decrease in body fat percentage, body fat, waist circumference, and waist to hip ratio after 8 weeks. So the reason this is delineated, is that there were certain benefits at 4 weeks, but in order to get the full effect in body fat percentage, body fat, weight circumference, and waist to hip ratio, it took 8 weeks. Another randomized control trial of 78 obese adults used 400 milligrams of chitosan. This is slightly higher than we use in the Lean-Tain GT. Significantly lower body weight, lowered BMI, visceral fat, and body fat weight. There was no loss of muscle or adverse effects. Next random RCT, 42 healthy obese adults with a BMI over 24. They were administered 150 milligrams of the chitoglucan contained in the Lean-Tain 20 minutes before lunch and dinner for 8 weeks. Outcomes, significant decrease in body weight and visceral fat as confirmed by CT scan. That is, there were actually, most of the studies are like, my clothes felt looser. This is where they actually proved that it reduced abdominal fat. There was also noticed a statistically significant decrease in LDL and total cholesterol. Next RCT, 76 patients were given either a bottle of green tea to drink with chitoglucan or a placebo drink for 12 weeks with the following outcome. Significantly lowered body weight, BMI, visceral fat area, and body fat with no muscle loss. Does chitoglucan have an effect on metabolic syndrome? So there was a specific study done in Japan asking this question. RCT of four groups of 46 healthy obese adults, they were administered dosages of chitoglucan anywhere from 200 to 800 milligrams a day for 8 weeks. All chitoglucan groups had significantly lowered body weight, BMI, waist circumference, visceral fat, and body fat with no muscle loss. It was clear that this is a quote from the study, it was clear that the chitoglucan is safe and the effect on the weight reduction is high. Chitoglucan was effective for prevention of metabolic syndrome. Not only was it effective for metabolic syndrome, but also lifestyle related diseases such as obesity, hyperlipidemia, arterial sclerosis, diabetes, and high blood pressure. So this formula had the effect of improving metabolic health, reducing obesity, reducing high lipids, helping to improve heart disease, and helping to reduce diabetes. This is pretty amazing. There were also some follow-up open-label trials. These are not RCTs. One, 24 patients took 150 milligrams of chitoglucan 20 minutes before lunch and dinner for 8 weeks. The outcomes were significant decrease in body weight, BMI, body fat ratio, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood glucose, blood pressure, and atherogenic index. The quote from this open label study was, chitoglucan has been recognized as a very effective and safe raw material for anti-obesity supplements. Additional open studies include one study administered by Kasagi of 51 females, another open trial with 13 males by Okazaki, 11 females by Nakamura, and 17 high school girls by Nakamura. All the studies of the chitoglucan have been done in either Japan or China. Again, most of this research is summarized in the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook. Clinical Handbook is posted on our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. You could also call up Health Concerns and inquire about how to get either a CD version of the Clinical Handbook or a hard copy of the Clinical Handbook. What can we learn from the research? Chitoglucan is one of the best research diet supplements. Chitoglucan has been shown effective in both by itself and with green tea. And now, at this point, we'll review some of the green tea research. So there's a ton of research on green tea. Green tea is probably, or tea in general, is the most popular beverage in the world next to water. Many of you know that green tea is actually lightly processed tea leaves. So when they talk about black tea or other types of processed tea, these are basically fermented and oxidized, whereas green tea has no is not oxidized, or it's minimally oxidized during the processing. So although green tea does not raise the metabolic rate high enough to produce immediate weight loss, green tea extract containing caffeine has been shown to induce thermogenesis and stimulate fat oxidation. And what's exciting about this research is that the metabolic rate was raised 4% without increasing the heart rate. So it's amazing to increase metabolism without increasing the heart rate. So it's very promising. Now, as I mentioned, there's a lot of research on green tea. Most of the positive weight loss information has to do with either in vitro studies or cell line type studies where they find out, it's a short-term study where they show that green tea has raised the metabolic rate. I repeat, in order to show a clinical effective weight reducing effect, pretty much all the subjects have to take green tea for at least 2 months. Most of the studies actually are for 3 months. And all the studies that I've reviewed showing an effect of green tea being effective for actual weight loss are using green tea catechins in the range of 600 to 700 milligrams a day. So what makes green tea so great? Basically, it contains flavonoids, and the flavonoids are phytochemicals that are present in many fruits and vegetables. And it's one of the reasons why grandma was a genius when she said, eat your fruits and vegetables, because they contain flavonoids. Okay, so a summary of the overall research on green tea. Green tea can boost exercise endurance. Wow, how great is that? it can help you exercise, which is probably the best strategy. Weight loss, better diet, and healthy exercise is perhaps the best weight loss strategy of all. And then using supplements like green tea will help a person maintain their weight loss, will help increase their weight loss, and will also help maintain satiety so that they don't have so bad cravings. So green tea boosts exercise endurance. Green tea supports a reduction of heart disease. Green tea antioxidants may help reduce cancers, the risk of cancer. So this doesn't mean necessarily that I have cancer, I can drink a whole lot of green tea, and then I have no more cancer. What it means is that people taking a green tea or other tea products like black tea over a period of time have less incidence of cancer. And there's some experimental research that suggests that a high dosage of green tea may help the survival of people that already have cancer. So tea definitely fights has antioxidant properties and helps fight free radicals. Basically, green tea or tea in general has cognitive benefits, including lowering the risk of Parkinson's disease. Tea in general provides protection from ultraviolet rays and radiation. Also, tea seems to support the idea of keeping waist circumference in check. Green tea has been found to improve bone mineral density and strength. And then finally, green tea is seen as an overall detoxicant. It helps protect the body and help the body recover from radiation and other toxicants. So there's many, many healthy benefits of using tea in general, drinking tea. This is specific to the past research I just gave you is specific to a combination of black tea or green tea. But green tea seems especially good for its antioxidant approach and also for its weight loss approach, thermogenic effects, especially when combined with caffeine. So some people say, well, there's caffeine in green tea. You know, there's caffeine maintained GT. Why is that? It's because it's naturally occurring as part of the green tea. Again, that it appears that there's a synergist between the tea flavonoids and the caffeine contained in the green tea. Studies using 625 to 690 milligrams of green tea catechins per day for 12 weeks is associated with lower body weight. So it's really about getting a clinically significant dose of catechins. And that can be best. The catechins are best processed and produced in the tablet form, such as Leantane GT. It'd be very hard to get this consistent dose if you were just buying commercial green tea. The studies actually show laboratory assayed green tea drinks, but we don't have most of us don't have that that ability to buy tea at the health food store or supermarket and then do an assay of the catechin content. In a subsequent, in a subset of these studies, reduction in BMI, reduction in abdominal fat was observed. So not all the studies on green tea show that it reduces abdominal fat, but some do. Four tablets of Leantane GT contains 720 milligrams of green tea catechins. Leantane GT is best combined with a plan, including a food journal, exercise, stress reduction, and a healthy eating plan. So we don't say that Leantane GT sometimes produces miracle results, but it's not a miracle product. It's a clinically significant, research-based formula. Is it going to work for everybody? No. Is it going to work despite what you eat? No. Is it going to, those who take this product, are they going to be doing better on a program than those who don't take better on have a program? Yes. So all the studies realize the studies, the 10 studies shown on Leantane GT and every other weight loss study known to man, including the pharmaceuticals, they don't say you can eat whatever you like. What they say is that when they compare in a random control study, they show one group that gets a certain amount of reduction in calories and the other gets the equivalent of Leantane GT and the same amount of calories. And those people who use the ingredients found in Leantane GT have more weight loss than those people who just do diet alone. But it's not comparing somebody who diets to somebody who just takes a pill. So the few cases where people have called and said lean-tain GT doesn't work, it's either because the practitioner was not at all realistic. They were expecting results in the first bottle, and some were expecting results without a program. Finally, some were expecting results and not giving it a full 2 to 3 months. So important take-home message, take this formula for 2 to 3 months if you really want to see some results, and make sure to combine it with a plan that combines a food journal, exercise, stress reduction, and healthy eating plan. For best results, take Lean-Tain GT 1 to 2 tablets 20 to 30 minutes before meals with at least 8 ounces of water. So most people will find the best results incorporating a healthy breakfast, a moderate healthy lunch, taking 1 to 2 tablets of Lean-Tain GT 20 to 30 minutes before lunch, and then as probably just as low a dinner as you can possibly do. If you need protein, some protein with dinner, some vegetables, a light dinner is the best way. What do they say? Eat like a king for breakfast, a prince for lunch, and a pauper for dinner. Great philosophy. So most people will do best, and most of the studies show taking Lean-Tain GT 20 minutes to 30 minutes before lunch and dinner. Certain people will do better with before breakfast and lunch. In general, I prefer at least to try to take Lean-Tain before lunch and dinner, because that's where most people blow it. A lot of people are able to take a healthy breakfast. A lot of my weight loss clients are actually encouraged to eat breakfast, and a healthy breakfast at that. And then they tend to overeat at lunch and tend to overeat particularly at dinner. So we really want to eat more at lunch and less at dinner, and to use Lean-Tain GT to help reduce our cravings, to help us feel full, and to help give us more energy. Make sure you are charting and monitoring your client's progress. So even if you are functioning as an adjunct to somebody else's weight loss program, it's still helpful to make sure that you're charting, your clients are charting their weight loss, and they're also monitoring their client's progress. If you're administering the program, there's a whole lot, hopefully you already know about weight loss, but it's not as easy as taking a pill. There's all kinds of tricks to the trade, and maybe sometime we'll do a follow-up a CME webinar on how to get the best results and how to create and maintain a weight loss program. Clients may need additional coaching sessions and acupuncture treatments. So a part of a program involves, I would say at the very least once a week follow-up, but if you're really going to be serious, 2 or 3 times a week, especially initially. Right, because that's when people have the most problem with cravings, you know. And there's just so much food that's always, staring us in the face, you know. And I find personally the best thing to do is just remove it, is to not be haunted by all that food. So, you know, people that are really serious, part of the coaching sessions have to be, are you staying away from the media? You've got to stay away from the media because they're always pitching this food, this fat-free food, all the benefits of this food, foodie, this restaurant, and it's really hard for those of us who have weight loss, issues to, or weight gain issues to mediate all that. So they may need to go on a media strike while they're undergoing their weight loss program. Consider adjunctive formulas based on constitutional desired outcomes. So some people, occasionally somebody goes, you know, my client got jittery on Lean-Tain GT. Very rarely hear that, but it does come up. If that's the case, we do have alternative formulas. But if you're really interested in helping people, you know, create a program where the weight keeps off, it's imperative that the client have a program and that you work with these other issues, like work with Kyrowin to counter cravings, work with some of the sleep protocols to improve sleep. Also, in the previous workshop, we discussed polylipid, which helps reduce cholesterol and triglycerides. And we've actually had some anecdotal feedback that polylipid will reduce weight, in, at least in some clients, where they have high triglycerides and high cholesterol. So remember, it's the program and the health concerns formulas that improve the clinical results. The goal of the herbs is to help you maintain on the program, to help you see better results while you're on the program, but you still need the program. I'm not surprised if you try one bottle and go, I didn't lose any weight. You know, I'm not surprised. If you say that you incorporated just about any program, any reasonable weight loss program, and you took Leantain GT for 2 to 3 months, you will see clinical results. So at this point, what I'd like to do is answer the questions that have been posed to me in advance first, and then if I have some time, I'll address the questions that have been entered into the box to the right of your screen. So the best question, I think, in some ways, is what makes this a better product for weight loss, and it's the clinical researched ingredients. These are traditional ingredients that have been time-tested, that are state-of-the-art processed, and come with health concerns quality assurance, including the supporting materials such as our herbal helpline and the other resources that are found in our clinical handbook. And that's on our website, which is healthconcerns.com/pro. The next question is, how long do I use Leantain GT in the foreseeable future? I really like it. So again, because of the health benefits of Leantain, because of the dampness reducing capabilities of the Enoki extract and the fat burning capabilities of the Enoki extract, this is a formula that actually people, a lot of people actually feel good taking Leantain GT, and that's one of the reasons it works. So the short answer is how long do I need to take Leantain GT? The smart aleck result is as long as you need it. But the better answer is as long as you need it, but if you feel like you need it for more than months on end, I would consider adding the Kyrowin to address cravings, particularly carbohydrate cravings, and I would also consider constitutional approaches. So again, for somebody who has 10 pounds to lose, maybe Leantain for 3 months of the program is all they need. Maybe they could even lose it within a month. It's possible. But the bottom line is if somebody has like 50, 100, 200, 300 pounds to lose, it's going to take some time. And the more a person is obese, the more they really need. You need to address the cravings and the constitutional aspects as well. So that gets us into the next question, which is what would an average treatment plan look like for a patient that needs to lose 50 pounds? So the clinical research indicates that people on Leantain can lose around 4 pounds a month if they're incorporating some modest dietary changes. So if you're incorporating an exercise program and you're really cleaning up your diet, you're not eating any wheat, nothing sugary, nothing sweet, no alcohol, of course, then it might be possible to lose more than 4 pounds a month on the product. And so what you should be thinking of is sustainable weight loss. So what's sustainable weight loss for most people? 1 or 2 pounds a week at the most. So that corresponds to the 4 pounds a month that they've seen in clinical research. Again, if you are part of a medical weight loss program where they're monitoring your blood every month, you can do better than 4 pounds a month. If you have a person who's really gung-ho and exercising, they're exercising every day, they can probably do better than 4 pounds a month. But realistic for most American clients is 1 or 2 pounds a week, and this is what's so frustrating and basically so unfair about weight loss, is that the person's going, they may even have something like where they go to the doctor's office and then the scale shows one thing, and then the next day, the scale is off at home, the bathroom scale is off, it's not as good as the one at the doctor's office, and all of a sudden they're 4 pounds heavier, and then they want to eat a banana cake because of the stress. You know, so that's what Lean 10 GT is designed to do, help regulate the appetite, help regulate the fat loss, help it so that you're not going to be so tempted to eat that whole banana cake. So 50 pounds, think about it. You know, about the best you can lose is about 10 pounds the first month, and then realistic is four up to eight pounds the next preceding months. So to lose 50 pounds is really going to be taking about 5 months, realistically, as far as I can figure. One person asked about other weight loss products like raspberry ketones. So the whole difference is that Leantain GT is a clinically studied formula with multiple randomly controlled trials. Raspberry ketones is something that has been developed in the laboratory, and there's really no clinical research showing that's effective. By the way, the theory behind raspberry ketones is fascinating. The theory is that if you actually smell raspberries, it's that chemical that will help you lose weight. So I say, if you think raspberry ketones works, then what you do is just buy some raspberries and basically smell them and see if that helps with your cravings, lower your cravings. And if it works, wow, that's low cost. And if it doesn't work, then you go on to something else. So I would incorporate the raspberry smell test and incorporate that with Lean Taint. But in terms of being able to lose weight by just taking raspberry ketones, there's no research. So that brings us to the next point. Why did you take the Hoodia out of Lean Taint? So one of the questions is that, one of the things that Health Concerns is interested in is the clinically validated ingredients. It became almost impossible for us to get the right Hoodia material. There's all sorts of bad Hoodia material out there. Hoodia actually grows in basically two parts in the world. And they're all in Southern Africa, by the way. So if it doesn't grow in Southern Africa, it ain't Hoodia for sure. And as far as I know, there's several Hoodia species that grow in South Africa, and only one of them tends to help promote weight loss in scientific studies. So the real reason that we had to dump this from our product line is that we just couldn't find the clinically validated Hoodia. So this is very, very important, and this is why we basically double identity test and sometimes triple identity test all our ingredients, and that is that we use the senses to identify the ingredients that we use, but we also use analytical techniques like infrared and also HPLC, which is a type of chromatography, to make sure that what we say is in the herbal product is in the herbal product. So that's what the local HMO, they always poo-poo using herbs. What about herbs, Doc? Well, you know, herbs ain't bad, but we don't know what's in it. We know absolutely what's in every single ingredient, every single formula, and that's because we take this double testing approach, the sensory and the analytical. Without the sensory, you can fool the analytical, but without the analytical, you can get confused, because even if you're trained in Chinese herbal pharmacy, and there's probably only 5 people in the United States trained in Chinese herbal pharmacy, you can only identify about 80% of the Chinese herbs. There's 20% that can't be identified through the senses. So that's why we use both sensory-based and analytical-based identity tests. So let's go on to some of the other questions that have been posed to us at the webinar here. I want to basically just review or put on the screen the ingredients found in the formula. Let's see, somebody said, ask if there's any addicting stimulant chemicals or none. It's a herbal product, which is so unique because it's a traditional, enoki mushrooms, a traditional food. Green tea is a traditional food. Acacia gum is a traditional food. Somebody did want to know, is this formula warming or cooling? It's basically a neutral a formula for most people. Green tea that's in tea form is considered slightly cooling in terms of Chinese medicine. Enoki is pretty much neutral, so I would call the formula neutral. Okay, so let's see. We do have some questions. If you do have any last-minute questions, one or two sentences, I do suggest that you type them in right now at this point. Where do I get the clinical handbook? The clinical handbook is found online and also calling health concerns. We have an online a CD version, which contains newsletter articles, as well as a hard copy version. Do we need to be concerned about the fluoride content in tea? Basically, the extract that we have is low in fluoride. I think that the fluoride, naturally occurring fluoride in tea, is associated with mouth health. And so I think the fluoride that's naturally occurring in tea is fine. I would get concerned if they're adding fluoride to the tea. Is white tea as beneficial as green tea? So there are basically three types of tea. So when we talk about things like Longjiang tea, that's a type of a green tea, I believe, right? So the various provinces in tea in China basically process tea differently. So there's green tea, which is basically unfermented. There's white tea, which is semi-fermented, and then there's black tea, which is basically fermented or oxidized. So that's the difference. The consensus on the Asian research is that tea is tea, and that it's all healthy. The main thing is you want to avoid additives. You don't want to add sugar, you don't want to add honey, and you don't want to add milk, of course. So you just want to drink it as tea. And so that's the Asian perspective. The clinical research does promote the use of green tea specific for weight loss. So in China, basically, they believe that the Pu'er tea, which is a type of black tea, is also promotes weight loss, but there's basically very little research to back that up. Green tea, as I mentioned, if you're taking a clinically effective dose of catechins, that has been associated with weight loss. As well, a green tea in the laboratory, green tea containing caffeine, has been shown to increase the metabolic rate without increasing the heart rate. So that's a summary. So if you're interested in weight loss, I would go with the green tea. If it's a beverage, I would go with whatever you like best. And remember, in China, they take their tea very seriously. I was in the Yunnan province with a friend of mine, and we went to a restaurant, and we said, we'd like some tea. And they said, nope, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, okay, cha. Cha is the Chinese name for tea, right? No, don't know what you're talking about. Then I said, Pu'er cha. No, don't know what you're talking about. Well, it wasn't until later that I realized that this was like a hardcore tea restaurant. And it's not just Pu'er tea, but what kind of Pu'er tea. So it was the equivalent in the West of going to a bar and going, give me wine. Well, do you want white wine or red wine? Do you want Cabernet or do you want Chardonnay? Right, I asked that. I did the equivalent of going to a bar and said, "Give me wine." Right, and they were trying to explain to me that we don't have just tea; we have not only Pu'er tea, but we have all kinds of grades and ranges of Pu'er tea. So, tea is very serious in China, and it's been used for 2,000 years not only as a beverage but also a medicine as well. Somebody asked me, "What do I think of the newest fast diet from a British doctor, and you eat only 500 calories per day?" So two of the new fad or fast diets I'm familiar with are, one is the HCG diet, and that's where you take HCG, which is a hormonal drug that's used, I believe, in infertility and pregnancy. That's how it's approved. And so you take HCG, which is a hormonal pregnancy or infertility drug, and then you take it, you combine it with 500 to 600 calories a day. So anybody who's not eating an allergic substance is going to lose weight at 500 to 600 calories a day. HCG is supposed to help combat your cravings. The problem is that you have to be a medical doctor. A lot of medical doctors are going to go, I'm not going to inject you with HCG unless you're pregnant or have infertility issues. So the doctors that do specialize in this treatment tend to work at these high-end Beverly Hills spa type places. So they'll set you back a couple thousand for the HCG treatment. There's no absolute research that homeopathic HCG does anything other than drains your pocketbook, by the way. And so the problem really is expense, and you still have to maintain the weight loss. So the problem is that the more severe the weight loss, the more it works, and in my own humble experience, the greater the rebound. So if you can get a person into improving their diet, getting them on an exercise program, having them use something like Lean GT and look at some of the constitutional factors, that's lasting results. Yeah, some people will lose weight on a fast. Fasting is kind of interesting. On one hand, it's because that's how the human genome developed, right? We were all hunter-gatherers, and we either ate like 10 pounds of buffalo or we basically starved. Those were the eating conditions, right? So there is some evolutionary precedent for fasting. But I would be very cautious about fasting more than one day a week. And then even if I'm fasting one day a week, I don't do that personally because I think it's really bad for the metabolism. But if your clients do want to, fast for one day a week, I'd make sure that they have plenty of fluids, plenty of water, that they don't get jacked up on things like coffee or even take an overdose of Leantain GT. In terms of twice a week, I think that's fasting twice a week is, maybe that's okay for 2 weeks, but other than that, I think the person has to be medically cleared. So the problem for those of us that tend towards type 2 diabetes, that is diabetes runs in our family, some of us may have been diagnosed with metabolic syndrome or pre-diabetes, the problem is that we pretty much have to eat three to six light meals a day, every day. And if we fast, that really messes up our blood sugar levels. So again, for people that are just a little bit overweight, Hollywood actors and actresses, fasting might be fine. For people that have poor health, fasting is terrible. For people who have metabolic syndrome, fasting is terrible. For normal people, maybe a little bit of fasting is okay. So that's my current thing on fasting. What about if people take thyroid tablets already? So one of the things we talked about in last week's webinar is that one of the causes in some people's weight gain, particularly like middle age weight gain, is that they have low thyroid. And I recommend the prescription drug Armour Thyroid if people are shown to have low thyroid levels. And in order to get a script for Armour Thyroid, it's only ethical to actually have you do thyroid studies, to use various thyroid studies. The local Bay Area thyroid guru actually, in addition to doing the standard thyroid test that your doctor or your patient's doctor recommends, they also recommend ultrasound of the thyroid. And that's one of the reasons that he's able to prescribe thyroid to people who have low normal thyroid. So very few doctors are going to prescribe thyroid for low normal thyroid, but if there are advanced studies or CT scans or ultrasound scans that show the thyroid is compromised or they do specific tests with thyroid antibodies and they show the person has low thyroid, then maybe they can put a person on Armour Thyroid. A patient said she felt better with Leantain. Yes, that's because the acacia gum helps make a person feel full. Green tea has numerous health benefits to the heart, to the immune system, to the circulatory system, and in this concentration for weight loss. And then the enoki mushroom is generally a health-promoting ingredient, but this specific enoki mushroom extract is used for its fat-burning capabilities. Let's see. So this is very common. Is this formula? Oh, I do want to answer another question that came in. A question that was posed to me in advance was about elderly and weight loss. So if I have somebody who's a senior citizen and they say, I want to lose weight, my first thought is, do they need to lose weight? Somebody in the previous webinar asked a question, well, I have a cancer patient and they need to lose weight. Almost no ongoing cancer patients need to lose weight. This happened to deal with a person who had been in remission for 2 years, so that's a little bit different. But somebody who's undergoing cancer treatments for cancer, the last thing they need to do is lose weight. So if a senior comes to me and say they want to lose weight, my two questions are, do they need to lose weight, and do they want to lose weight? So remember, in order for anybody to lose weight, they have to want to lose weight. So my husband made me come in, that person isn't going to lose weight. My wife made me come in, that person isn't going to lose weight. My kids made me, that person isn't going to lose weight. So do they want to lose weight? Do they need to lose weight? So if I have an elderly patient and they're on a whole slew of medications, remember, nobody knows what the effect on the human body is of the slew of medications. The average senior citizen is on 5 medications. So for your mom and dad who's only on 1 or 2, there's plenty more that are taking 5, 10, 20, 15 medications. So if they're on 10 medications or more, probably can't lose weight. And then the other thing is, would it be better, rather than to focus on weight loss for the elderly patient, would it be better to focus on some other health aspects, such as the sleep? People that have better sleep have more weight loss. Energy. Well, when Andrew and Andrew's clients have more energy, we don't pig out. We don't eat as much. Or if it's an elderly client, would it be better to help use some of the cognitive supporting formulas to help their cognition? So feel for thought when you're treating clients who are senior citizens. I try to use the word senior citizen wherever possible. Sometimes I commit the faux pas and say things like elderly, but what I'm really talking about is people that are 65, 70, 75, 80. I'm not sure what this question is about if a person has low blood pressure. Again, if a person has low blood pressure, they may have to have their low blood pressure worked out by a Western doctor. If the blood pressure is just part of their, every once in a while, somebody comes to the clinic and go, I got one problem, low blood pressure. And, from a contemporary HMO Obamacare health perspective, it's almost like impossible to have too low blood pressure. Sometimes they're crazy about their low blood pressure, right? But that's another topic for another day. If a person has low blood pressure and they have a healthy eating plan and they're overweight, I would, think that you could start a trial with Leantain GT. I would, use the 1 or 2, I would use the 1 tablet twice a day dose, not the full 4 tablets a day dose. But I would also ask you to evaluate, is this person anemic? If they're anemic and they're not eating enough food, well, I'm going to get low blood pressure. I'm going to get a dizzy, right? So, that's part of the program. Some people don't need to lose weight. Somebody with low blood pressure and anemic probably doesn't need to lose weight. Somebody who's 75 and poor health and 10 medications, they're probably unable to lose weight. If they're sedentary, if they're a senior citizen, they're sedentary. If they're, they're probably not going to be able to lose weight. So aluminum content, so there's no aluminum in the health concerns formula, Leantain GT. Every fast diet is diet alone, no supplements. Yeah, sure. So everybody has their own program, and everybody says that if you have to follow my program exactly. What I'm telling you is the Leantain GT will help a person maintain on their program. But a lot of these sleepaway medical programs, some of the universities have these programs where you check in the hospital for 30 days, and guess what? You lose a lot of weight. And guess what? You get out of the hospital and the weight starts coming back, sometimes even worse than before. So Lean TangiT is really to help a person stay on a healthy eating plan. That's part of the goal here. But again, maybe if a person's on a diet program, maybe they need to follow that program completely and then consider coming to your office for Lean Tang, acupuncture treatments, and some constitutional therapy to follow that up to help maintain the weight loss. So if somebody's in a program and the program says don't do any Chinese herbs or any acupuncture, I would say, well, great, Joyce, we can help you maintain your weight loss after you're done with the program. Okay, let's get down to the final questions before we end for today. Let's see. This person makes a great point that when you cut down to 500 calories a day, when you fast, the body has the effect of thinking it's starving. And, I like to talk about this. You know, evolution supports type 2 diabetes. Remember, the anorexic person in the Stone Age died of starvation. If the food didn't taste good, they didn't want to eat, they died of starvation. So those of us who could put on pounds and maintain that extra weight, that was an evolutionary advantage. That's why we have this problem, right? And so there are other issues too, like the advertising of food and the promotion of food and the thought that food will make you feel good. Those are also contributing factors. But I've seen this in my own practice, in my own social life, is that people go on these fasts and there's a whole way of going on a fast and off a fast. And part of going on a fast is you start on your regular diet and then you spend a couple of days to a couple of weeks winding it down. You go on your fast and then you spend a couple of days or weeks winding it up. Right, but most people go, gosh, I'm so tired of being on a restricted diet, give me a Twinkie already. I've done such a great job, right? And so that's why you have to be very, very careful with these restricted diets. What would be the dosage of taking Kyrowin if you take Kyrowin and Lean Tang together? How would you do that? In general, I would at least start with one tablet twice a day of Lean Tang. With a big glass of water about 20 minutes, 30 minutes before meals, and then I might take the Kyrowin with meals. Another way, and that would be two tablets twice a day with meals. Another way would be taking a Lean Tang about 20 minutes before your meal and then taking the Kyrowin on an empty stomach. And this would be particularly for people who have unhealthy snacking habits, then they might do better taking Kyrowin a couple of hours after eating. Generally, we recommend taking Kyrowin with meals, but if people have real bad cravings like at night or between meals in the afternoon, they might take it even at night or between meals in the afternoon. Okay, well, I think that basically winds up today's workshop. Thank you for joining us. I did want to review a few things before closing today. Our goal at Health Concerns is to combine modern research and ancient wisdom. And a typical example of that is Lean Tang GT. These are all time-tested ingredients that we've proven with modern research. What's specific about Health Concerns and Chinese herbs is this idea of knowledge of American patients. Remember, when you go to the annual conferences and the state acupuncture conventions, most of the presenters are either people who have experience in another country with Chinese medicine, and that's not necessarily relevant, or they're more scholars. You know, I have some friends that are deep scholars of Chinese medicine. They live in China, and they speak Chinese fluently, and they know much more than I about what was happening with Chinese medicine in the Qin Dynasty. On the other hand, if they're seeing a client in 2013, Andrew gets much better results because of his knowledge of American patients. So we try to reflect the needs of American patients in the Health Concerns Pharmacopoeia. And then our goal is to be the partner in your practice. So that's why we have beneficial formulas like Lean Tang GT, and that's why we also sponsor webinars like the one you're listening, but then we also have supportive services like our newsletters, our clinical handbook, and also our herbal helpline. And the helpline is available by calling 1-800-233-9355, extension 105, and also by email at herbalist@healthconcerns.com. So if you have just a quick question, the calling us is fine and leaving us a message. If you do have a lengthy case history, we do suggest contacting us by email. So thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you online.